In your experience, what is something that people are doing that they should really just stop?
Of all, stop building wish list of dream accounts. Everybody wants to have Microsoft or Apple's logo on their website.
That was the weirdest story, but apparently somebody hacked the fleet and they were using the computer chip that is in Scooter to mine Bitcoins, believe it or not.
What?
It was the time when the Bitcoin craze was hype and you needed like a lot of computing power. So they literally just hacked it and used our fleet of scooters. And, you know, there were thousands of them as one big computer to do those calculations to mine Bitcoins.
I was dressed head to toe in this like black blazer and black skirt and like a white shirt.
Yeah.
And I was just walking like super confident to my gate. You know, I was going to be early. Everything was going to be fine. And some people stopped and asked me like flight details. And I was like, told them whatever I knew. And then a second pair of people stopped me and asked me flight details. And at that point, I realized they thought I was an air hostess at the flight and not, you know, a passenger.
Yeah, yeah.
So I said, okay, maybe I, you know, put some jewelry next time or something. Yeah. So they don't think I'm an air hostess.
I prepared a lot for that pitch. It felt really important for us. So Perfect. It went well. We've really changed everything because when we were in Moldova and we were pitching, we were good, you know, like in Moldova, there's not that many startups and you feel cool, you know, like you have a cool pitch and you have a good traction. But when we came to the US, we had this shock that like, oh my God, here we are very average and we have to really, really work hard on like to present ourselves in the best way and like the most clear way. So like a few days before this, we've attended another conference where I was looking on what are the best practices from YC.
Okay.
So I changed everything and like I've made it accordingly to YC recommendations because here you have to compete with people that are following the best practices around.
Yeah.
So that pitch was a great experience for me to learn where are my strong points and where are our weakest points and how to present ourselves in a way that's showing the best of us. And it's still sincere and clear because everyone can cut through the bullshit that, you know, you can put in your pitch. At least here, people have seen so many pitches that they can see through, you know? So you have to be really good.